We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, good-hearted viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 85 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Chile, we have three new cable channels. In Santiago, Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Eterna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 analog system and Channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanur District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanjan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Spanish paleontologists discover indications of the caring nature of cave dwellers. In community news, an Ecuadorian non-profit advocates for the hearing impaired. In animal news, a new species of ape is discovered in Southeast Asia. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 2nd, a legendary pioneer of Caribbean folk dance, Miss Beryl McBurney, was born in 1915 in Woodbrook, Trinidad and Tobago. She was committed to promoting the rich artistic heritage of her nation. Miss McBurney established the Little Carib Theater, which became the cultural center of the country. With the dance company she formed, she toured many parts of the world and later lectured in the United States. In 1978, Miss McBurney was recognized by the prestigious Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater for her profound influence on American dance. Her other accolades include being honored with the Order of the British Empire in 1958, as well as the Trinidad and Tobago Trinity Cross in 1989, the highest national award. May Miss Beryl McBurney's outstanding contribution to dance and to the culture and arts of Trinidad and Tobago be long remembered.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from the Philippines. Super Typhoon Megi, considered the strongest storm in the Pacific Ocean since 1990, struck northern Luzon Island on October 18th, causing at least three people to lose their lives as more than 3,000 were evacuated due to fierce winds and torrential rains, which also triggered landslides. The Philippine military, police, and local personnel, as well as international relief agencies, were called in to aid following the sudden, intense disaster.
Yung mga may mga drowned due to flash flood and other incidents, may mga nabagsakan ng mga bahay. Ang probinsya ng Cagayan, ang Provincial Disaster Coordinating Council, ay nag-dispatch agad ng mga rescue teams doon sa strategic places wherein doon tatama yung Bagyong Juan.
In one barangay, nagkaroon po tayo ng 100 families na underwater.
With deep concern, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000, asking that our nearby association members check with Philippine officials and relief agencies to see if help was needed and to go, if possible, to offer assistance to the most vulnerable. Covering their own travel expenses of $2,300, our association's relief teams from the Philippines and Formosa, or Taiwan, met with local officials to determine the areas most in need. Emergency food supplies were then purchased, repacked, and distributed for a total of 3,620 people across three towns.
So, dito sa program ninyo, mapasalamat kami kasi lagi kayo nasa likod. Salamat sa Supreme Master Qinghai.
After the immediate needs of the residents were provided for, the remaining funds were then used to purchase 5 sacks of rice, biscuits, and sweets for an orphanage.
In addition to the food packages, SOS flyers describing the veg solution to climate change were given to relief recipients and officials alike, both of whom conveyed their interest and appreciation.
Thank you, Master Qinghai, for the school and for everything, and for these flyers that you gave us. Thank you, Master Qinghai.
So, kung titignan natin yon, effect na rin po yan ng global warming. Di po ba? Ako mismo, I go for that, your campaign, that be veg, go green, to save the planet. They have to plant vegetables. They have to establish their backyard gardens. No need to na magkakatay sila, magkakain ng kahit na ano-ano pa dyan, mga junk foods or canned goods. But they have to be natural foods, no po, gaya ng vegetables natin, which is so easy to produce.
Suportahan natin ang advokasya na be veds, go green to save the planet. Dahil ito ay hindi lang po ang tao ang masave dyan, kundi ang ating Mother Earth.
I love you, Master Qinghai.
Our appreciation, Philippine government officials, as well as other organizations and individuals helping the disaster victims. We also join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving assistance to the Philippine people and our association's relief team for their efficient efforts. with prayers for the continued recovery of the storm affected. We look forward to the day that such destructive events cease through our efforts to create a more peaceful and caring atmosphere on Earth.
Fires blaze in northern and southern Lebanon. Starting on Thursday, October 28th, wildfires ignited with heat and dry winds causing them to burn out of control. In the northern Mount Lebanon region, fire spread to the towns of Bawirta and Dakun, destroying vehicles and hundreds of acres of forest, while to the south, villages such as Jun, Mazbud, and Bazir were affected. The government dispatched some 200 different firefighting missions, with civil defense units working in some areas and the Lebanese army going to the more remote regions to extinguish the blazes. Fortunately, rain and colder weather on Friday assisted in putting out the fires. Although pine nut-producing trees were destroyed along with olive trees and vines, there were thankfully no injuries or significant structural damage reported. We are grateful for the tireless efforts of Lebanese firefighters and soldiers in helping secure the safety of the fire-affected regions. May such dangerous conditions be alleviated through humanity striving to more conscientiously care for our shared planetary home.
Earthquakes jolt Mauritius, U.S., Chile, and Papua New Guinea. On Friday, October 29th, a 5.2 magnitude tremor hit the Indian Ocean near the African island nation of Mauritius. 2 days later, a 4.3 magnitude tremor was registered 50 kilometers southeast of South Lake Tahoe at the California-Nevada border of the western USA. Further south in Latin America, Chile was rattled by a 5.4 magnitude tremor on Sunday when it struck offshore Valparaiso. During the early hours of Monday, the New Britain region of Papua New Guinea was jolted by a magnitude 5.7 quake in the Solomon Sea, 70 kilometers southeast of Candrian. Fortunately, no damage or injuries were reported in any of the events. Thank heavens for the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions. May such potential upheavals as these become a thing of the past, as our considerate care of the ecosphere helps ensure the Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
ASEAN summit leaders agree on regional goals. Discussions at the 17th Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN summit, held in Olac or Vietnam, and chaired by Prime Minister Nguyen Thanh Yung, centered on ways to continue the formation of an envisioned ASEAN community, with several agreements that were signed to enhance member states as well as partner countries' cooperation. During the regional meeting, the United States and Russia also joined for the first time in the 5th East Asia Summit, or EAS, and official invitations were extended to U.S. and Russian presidents to attend future ASEAN meetings. In the closing ceremony, chairmanship was officially transferred to Indonesia for 2011, and Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono pledged to further organizational goals, as well as continuing the work begun by sharing country OLAC this year. Our accolades, all leaders, for your cordial cooperation and fruitful discussions. May all the people of the Southeast Asian nations and beyond flourish in peace, prosperity, and friendship.
Brazil elects first female president. On Sunday, October 31st, Dilma Rousseff was named the country's next president after she won 56% of the votes. The president-elect, who will assume office on January 1, 2011, is known for her environmental advocacy. She has also enjoyed wide public support in her pledge to continue the constructive legacy of incumbent President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Our respectful congratulations, President-elect Rousseff, on your new role. May your upcoming term in office bring continued improvements in all aspects of life for the noble-hearted Brazilian people.
Innocent man freed after 18 years. As new evidence came to light in his case, Mr. Anthony Graves was completely cleared of any involvement in a 1992 incident resulting in the sad passing of six persons, and he was thus released from 18 years of previous detainment, saying that he had forgiven the circumstances of his original conviction by giving them to God. The 45-year-old also stated that he never lost hope and that he looked forward to living his life again. Reunited with her son, Mr. Graves' mother, Doris Curry, affirmed, "I always knew my son would be free. I had that faith in him." We, too, are very glad to know of your deserved freedom, Mr. Anthony Graves. May God bless your new life with abundant opportunity as we wish you many cherished moments of love and laughter with loved ones.
Save our planet. Rising mega landslides likely due to global warming. Permafrost, or permanently frozen soil, on high mountain peaks provide the glue to keep steep mountain slopes together. However, the past decade has brought increased incidents on mountains across the world as rising temperatures destabilize the ground, turning frozen soil to mud.
U.S. environmental consultant Daniel Tormey studied a massive landslide 11,000 years ago occurring on Chile's Planchon Petoroa volcano, where it was determined that glacier melt had triggered the collapse of the volcano's cone and a landslide containing 10 billion cubic meters of rock that collided with 370 square kilometers of land. British researcher Dr. Bill Maguire of University College London highlighted similar the threats to modern cities such as Seattle, USA, stating, "We have found that 39 cities with populations greater than 100,000 are situated within 100 kilometers of a volcano that has collapsed in the past and which may, therefore, be capable of collapsing in the future."
We thank Mr. Tormey, Dr. McGuire, and others for alerting us to this lesser-known effect of global warming facing societies around the world. May such research prompt the global community to act quickly to reverse this dangerous course in time.
During a video conference with our association members in Canada, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the most comprehensive approach to effectively address the increasing impacts of climate change.
The only refuge would be the virtues, the noble way of living that we have to adhere to heaven's standard of life. Otherwise, no matter what solution, there will be some other consequence coming. I'm really at a loss now. Just too much. Everywhere there's something that happened. Then we cannot compete with nature forever, except we are listening to her call to live in harmony with all beings, to live and let live, be vegetarian and be green. That's the utmost solution, the most important solution that we must take.
Save our planet. UK designates world's largest marine reserve. The British government has established a 545,000 square kilometer marine reserve around the Chagos Archipelago in the Indian Ocean, which is twice the size of the United Kingdom. With a ban on commercial fishing in what are known as no-take zones, the global coverage of marine waters currently under protection has been doubled. The reserve is home to about 220 types of coral, 1,000 species of fish, and 33 seabird species. It also hosts the world's biggest living coral structure, the Great Chagos Bank. Our hats off and many thanks, British government, for your caring action to preserve marine biodiversity. May many more countries act similarly to protect our precious oceans and their inhabitants.
Save our planet. Munich Re, one of the world's leading reinsurers in Germany, reported that the first 9 months of 2010 have seen the highest number of weather-related events and have recorded warmest temperatures in 130 years.
Save Our Planet, a report by AULACS, or Vietnam's National Center for Hydrometeorological Forecasting, warns of another harsh dry season from October to April next year, with water flow from major rivers diminished by up to 55% compared to last year.
Hello there! This is Herman the Horse. I am happily following a plant-based diet. Today, I have a car maintenance tip to share. to help prevent pollutants from entering your vehicle through the ventilation system, it is a good idea to regularly check your cabin air filter. That can be done with each oil change. Approximately every 15,000 miles, the filter can be replaced. This will help clean the air inside your car. Thanks a lot for being veg, going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, for the weather from around the world.
In science news, Spanish paleontologists discover indications of the caring nature of cave dwellers. Researchers from the University of Madrid have examined the remains of an individual who resided in northern Spain approximately 500,000 years ago. The man, an ancestor of the Neanderthals, was found to have some long-term physical disabilities. Therefore, the scientists concluded that the group he belonged to provided special attention to those in need. Our thankfulness, University of Madrid scientists, for your interesting observations. May knowledge of the past help us to create an even brighter and more compassionate future for all beings.
In community news, an Ecuadorian non-profit advocates for the hearing impaired. The Deaf and Hard of Hearing Exchange, or DHX, is dedicated to helping promote the rights of deaf or hard of hearing people of the nation. An aspect of the group's work is to encourage early screening for hearing impairments. In addition, DHX has produced a video, Deaf Yes, Mute No, which explains the challenges of the hearing impaired. It has been broadcast on Ecuadorian public television and private channels and can be viewed on YouTube. Our heartfelt appreciation, the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Exchange, for your important work. May all precious children of God be granted respect, dignity, and equal opportunities to thrive on a wondrous and sustainable planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, German scientists find an endangered crested gibbon in Southeast Asia. We will feed the birds and be right back. More illuminating news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, kind news for an altruistic world. In animal news, German scientists discover a new species of ape in Southeast Asia. The German Primate Center announced the finding of a very rare and endangered crested gibbon. The precious primate was sighted in the tropical rainforests between Ô Lạc or Vietnam, Laos and Cambodia. This northern buffed-cheeked gibbon, or Namascus amanensis, the seventh species of crested gibbon known, has a unique song. The males are covered with black fur, have a brownish chest and cheeks that are deep golden orange. Females have orange-beige fur. The findings were published in the Vietnamese Journal of Primatology. What great news, German scientists, to hear of these incredible animal co-inhabitants. May the northern buff-cheeked gibbons be safeguarded for long, happy and healthy lives.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day told in Dari, a language spoken in Afghanistan. The joke is entitled Late.
دانش آموز دیر سر کلاس رفت و معلم از او پرسید چرا دیر آمدی؟ او گفت داشتم خواب یک مسابقه فوتبال را می دیدم اما معلم از این جواب راضی نشد و از دانش آموز پرسید: انوز هم میپرسم، چرا دیر کردی؟ دانش آموز جواب داد: چون مسابقه به وقت اضافه کشیده شد.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I sincerely appreciate and thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for giving the world vegan lifestyle information. May God's blessing continue with you for this good work. Thank you. Lukman from Nigeria.
Greetings, Lukman. It is so good to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Benevolent Lukman, thank you so much for your kind wishes. May the light of heaven shine on you and all the warm-hearted people of Nigeria. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be enriched by the glorious song of God's love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At a United Nations Security Council meeting, the U.S. announces $44 million U.S. dollars in aid to empower women in Afghanistan, while Japan pledges to increase assistance, especially for Afghan women, to help them improve their skills and become self-reliant.
Indian-born actor and comedian Asif Manvi hosts a comedic event on behalf of the charity Relief for Pakistan, with all proceeds going to assist those affected by the recent floods.
In the aftermath of the tsunami and a volcanic eruption in Indonesia, the European Commission donates $2 million U.S. dollars to aid close to 90,000 people in Mentawai Islands and Central Java.
Norwegian representatives sign an agreement with Cuba to donate $850,000 U.S. dollars for cholera medicine and medical equipment that will be used by Cuban doctors working in Haiti.
The Sri Lankan government announces 2009 allocations of more than 1.4 million U.S. dollars to improve living conditions of the nations physically challenged, along with nearly 1,000 new homes donated to families with disabled members.
The 2,000 people of Bagmara village in Tripura, India, preserve their ancient reverence for cows by not milking or drinking cow's milk, which would deprive a calf from nourishment.
Following flooding in southern Russia, a team of staff and volunteers from the Krasnodar branch of the Russian Red Cross conduct search and rescue missions and provide necessary relief items such as blankets, plastic tents, kitchen utensils, and bed sets.
To establish higher standards across the Organization for Animal Welfare, the European Union Council's Working Group of Veterinary Experts advises similar legislation among all member states for companion animal protection.
The Japanese Embassy in Beirut, Lebanon, donates over 22,000 U.S. dollars for medical supplies, equipment, and staff training to improve the health care of Palestinian refugees in Lebanon living in remote areas.
Following cold weather that destroyed food sources for a group of golden monkeys in China's Guilin Mountains, a nearby local government allocates funds and sends a staff member each day with fresh food to help ensure the monkeys' survival. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.